Welcome back to Believe in Colts. I'm Lawrence Owen. With me today is a special guest. I've got a guy who a lot of you have seen a ton of his work, but don't know the person specifically. So what I want to do is I want to introduce you. Please tell everybody your name, your job, where they can find you, a little bit about you.
Lawrence, my name is Matt Wilkening, and I am the Senior Content Creation Specialist for the Colts. I've been going into my eighth season, and I think my work is pretty much known. I'm the producer, one of the executive producers, I should say, for With the Next Pick. That's our draft series that we just finished our fourth season. So, just kind of coming off the high of that, which was quite a bit of work from January until the beginning of this month. So now I've got a little bit of a time to breathe, to be honest with you. So until training camp starts.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is a continued source for all sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head on over to the website or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, and to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Absolutely. I mean, really, when it comes to content producing, it's difficult during the off season sometimes for all of us other people, but with you got this whole new, you know, With the Next Pick that you've been doing the last few years. Where did that idea come from, and kind of give us a little bit of background information about that, if you don't mind?
No. So back in 2018, we have a guy named Dave Knickerbocker who was hired. He's our vice president of content. And I think he's got a little bit of a longer title. I can't remember off the top of my head right now. But he worked for the Chicago Blackhawks. And when he was with the Blackhawks, actually worked for a company called Banner Creative, which was the Chicago Blackhawks production company. And so he had come up with an idea of doing a draft series with the Blackhawks. He came here with the Colts and had the same idea. He approached Chris Ballard and, you know, hey, here's what we're thinking. It would require a lot of trust, a lot of kind of background, you know, being in areas that you're not used to having cameras, media. What do you think? And after, you know, multiple discussions with Chris, he agreed to do it. And so, you know, then with the Next Pick was formed, I will say, was it 2019. So we started in 2019, and the first year was, you know, kind of a trial and error thing. You know, I was in the draft room, and I tell people I did not know how to be know what I was doing in there. I didn't feel comfortable. You know, you're in there and you're in there with a room of scouts that are talking about players that you should not be hearing, you know, things about. You see the draft board, you see, you know, grades on players that you're like, you know, wow, I didn't, you know, you get to a point, you're like, you know, when you're on the outside, you're hearing stories about what they might think about players, but you really on the inside, you know what they think. And it requires a lot of trust being in there to be quiet about it and just kind of doing I always say I like to be a fly on the wall in that room and do my job, because that's what I'm doing. It's not about being a fan. I know that there's a lot of fans, you know, things that what we do, but it's not about being a fan. It's about doing your job and your job to the best ability and storytelling. And that's my job, is going there and telling the story of what is going on in that draft room, you know, for the months of February and in April and into the draft in early May.
Awesome. That's like a dream job for a lot of people, believe it or not, just to sit there and go, oh my goodness. But like you said, you can't be a fan when you're doing it, because there's a lot of trade secrets and stuff that you cannot put out. And you're talking about, you know, I should not be there, you know, your first season doing that. How worried were you about, you know, oh, I got to edit this so that, you know, these trade secrets and things of that nature does not get out, because obviously other teams are watching this kind of stuff and trying to glean any information that they can. What's the process like to make sure that none of that kind of information gets out?
So what I live by this rule, and I think a lot of people who have worked in video production and even the TV world. When in doubt, leave it out. And I've always lived up to that. And so what'll happen is, you know, I've been around quite a bit. And I'll give you a little bit of a background. I was at WTHR for 16 years. I was their sports, I was a producer, videographer, editor. I kind of did a little bit of everything. So being in sports for so long has kind of given me an idea of, I know what can get out and not get out. And so what the process is, what I'll do is I'll go into the edit booth and I'll work on a piece. You know, it's a 4-part series. And I'll work on part one, and you know, when I'm done with it, we'll kick it over, and it has multiple eyes. We'll have different producers look at it in the building. Chris Baller looks at it. Ed Dodds looks at it. Among the scouts look at it, just to make sure that, hey, there's no trade secrets. And very, 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 very few times, Lawrence, have they ever come back with, probably need to take this out. You know, hey, I don't know if we want to get this, you know, hey, this is a situation where we probably need to eliminate this. Maybe once a year out of the four part series, they'll say, hey, man, let's just take this part out because this might do this or that. But for the most part, they're very open and they're very honest and they're very trusting about what goes on those pieces. And I think what it is just the more I'm in there, the more I know, okay, this is a sensitive subject. I'm not going to use this, you know, in the piece. So once it's done, it goes on different eyes. And then if there's needs to be changes, then I go back and I make those changes. Or sometimes I've had where they, hey, man, why don't you add this? I'm like, okay, sure, I'll add this, you know? So you never know. And as years have gone on, the more of the ads have come into it than taking things out. So they've been pretty cool about it, I think. This year was fantastic. They are so welcoming, you know. There are scouts like, hey, you need to be in here for this. They need to be in there for this. Hey, come in on Saturday for this. I mean, I think the Sunday before the draft, I was in there probably for 7 hours, staying in there. Wow. For 7 hours listening. And so, I mean, that's how much trust I've gained being in there. And I appreciate that so much. That it took, you know, years for that to develop. And, you know, now I have some of those scouting assistants or some of those scouts, they'll come over to me and they'll come up with other story ideas that don't have anything to do with the draft. That's how much of a rapport we've built in the last four seasons.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. What's the most difficult thing you would say about your job?
Oh, there's a lot of them, to be honest with you. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, and I'm very blessed to do what I do. But the most difficult is, you know, when you're doing a series like with the next pick, you have so much video to sift through. Mm-hmm. And you know, you want to make sure that when you're going through the video, you find the right elements and the right storylines to put in there. You know, there's been times where I'm like, man, I'll watch an episode later on, and then, you know, a month or two into it, I'll go through some of the raw video. I'm like, how did I miss that? How did I miss not putting that moment in there? You know, so, you know, you want to. And quite frankly, another difficulty is trying to keep the pieces to less than 10 minutes. Quite frankly, here's why: because Twitter can handle videos that are not more than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I can easily put together a 15, 20 minute, you know, with the next pick piece together. Twitter doesn't allow it. And so what we decide to do is we try to keep them under 10. And then just for Twitter purposes, because there's a lot of eyes on, you know, a lot of eyes don't, some people don't want to go to YouTube for longer forms and stuff. So what we do is we try to keep it 10 for the first three episodes, and then they let me go crazy for episode four. And then, you know, they'll put a link on there. You know, we'll put a quick, maybe 2 minute piece, two minute piece of episode four in there. And then we'll link it to YouTube. So it's, yeah, you know, you see a lot of the comments from fans, and they go, hey, make it longer. And I like to, but we're kind of hands are tied. You know, if Twitter can handle a half hour piece, by all means, we'd do it, but we got to really limit it back. So that's the tough part.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to mention that a lot of people say that, you know, I see it all the time, man, we'd love to see a half hour piece, but you know, you make a very good point about that. When everybody has their favorite with the next pick video that they put out, mine was Cat versus Cash. the one that you just put out this past season. It was a very interesting look inside of that aspect, you know, that a lot of people don't know about. And I thought that was very, very telling. Right. What was your favorite piece to put together and that you felt like was your best work?
Let me start with Cash versus Cap, because you make a good point, because that was a Chris Ballard idea.
Wow.
That was a Chris Ballard
idea. Thank you, Ballard. Sure.
And it took a lot of work to get Mike Bloom to agree to do it, because Mike's a very private guy. Mm-hmm. And he's very passionate about his job, and he's very private about that. I mean, he's got a lot of, you know, talk about somebody who has a lot of trade secrets. It took a lot of work for and a lot of trust for him to understand it, to let us be in his office when he was making calls, talking to players, agents. It took a lot of meetings with him. And finally he came walking back into my office one day, and I was showing him part of the piece that I was doing, and he kind of looked at it and he smiled. Oh, I see what you're doing with it. And that opened it up to, hey, okay, I'll let you in the door on this and stuff. And it became a piece that I was a little bit nervous not knowing if I knew how to put it together. And that took a lot of eyes and a lot of help with, hey, maybe we should add this, or maybe we should take this out, you know, and not from the football side, but it's like for the storytelling aspect with some of the producers that are in the building. Hey, man, you know, I like him when he says this. Maybe, you know, well, okay, does it make sense? And I tell you what, one of the things that being in his office, one of the toughest parts of this, blurring all the stuff that is on his wall. He can't, because that's, you know, there's some trade secrets that are hanging up on his wall. So I got to go back in and I have to blur all that as well. But you make a good point. That was a heck of an episode. And I really appreciate Mike Bloom opening the door, allowing us to do that. And I appreciate Chris Ballard, you know, coming up with the idea and letting us to do it. My favorite part, quite frankly, and it might surprise a few Colts fans, but episode 2 last year when we traded for Carson Wentz, I really enjoyed. I flew with Matt Conte, our PR director, to Philadelphia to pick up Carson, and we got up in the morning, early morning, on one of Jim Irsay's airplanes to pick him up. And you know, it was a you know, flight to Philadelphia. Actually, we were supposed to land in Delaware to pick him up. Weather, you know, weather kind of threw us a little curveball. We had to end up in Philadelphia. He met us there. We flew back, did the interview with Carson, followed him around. But I think I found a hook right off the bat when, I don't know if you remember the piece, when Carson and Frank Reich talked about when they first met at North Dakota State, where they were in the car together. Mm-hmm. Going to back to the you know, the Dakota State facility, they were the Bible verses they were quoting. Mm-hmm. And I was able to play off of that to open up the piece to get people hooked. And there's not, sometimes it's difficult to really figure out how to open a piece. What are you going to do with this? And that was, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have it. We got it. And it was, we were able to cross cut their story, you know, because they basically told it the same way. And it was two different, it was two people telling the same story. And the cross cutting, and it shows how really tight at the hip they were. And I felt like once I was able to start flying along with that beginning, then the rest of the story told itself. And then at the end of the piece, we ended up bringing T.Y. back. And so T.Y. was being goofy the day we were talking to him, and that made the end of the piece. So I really, honestly, thinking about it, I really enjoyed that part two of 2021.
Wow. Yeah, just being able to travel and be there just seems like it would be a fantastic experience. Mm-hmm. The more I talk to you, the more jealous I am.
Well, I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky. And that, you know, and it, you know, like I told you, it's going into, you know, season eight with the team. And it's you got to build trust with some of these people, you know. It's a business, you know, and they just don't let anybody just kind of jump on a plane. You have to, you know how to, you know, get in. Like I told you, it's about doing your job. It's not being so much of a fan sometimes, because, you know, you do got to be a fan for the most part, you know, because you do want your team, you know, you want your team to hoist that trophy at the end of the season, by all means. I mean, I think about it all the time. But on the flip side of things, you do have to remain professional when you have this kind of position.
Absolutely. So those of you that are listening, you don't see the actual video, but I'm seeing the black mat behind. Are you in the room where you guys make the the gifts and stuff for the players? Like
before? No. I'm in our TV studio right now.
All right.
So if you ever see Colts 360, I'm sitting on the desk right now. So
yeah, awesome.
There's part of it right there.
Nice.
Yeah. Yesterday we just finished up marketing shoots. And if anybody knows what marketing shoots are, it's when the players come in all fully suited and they stand in front of a green. Well, I'm in the green screen room right now, but a company come in and they built a set that resembles Lucas Oil Stadium. And so the players, they spend about 10 minutes where they're, you know, it's fire up videos for social media. Right. Fire up, yeah. You know, spots, commercial spots, marketing spots. So that's pretty basically what, you know, they were doing. So we've had them the last 3 days. And so we finished up last night. The rookies came in Tuesday night, but we just finished up with a few guys last night. And so we haven't even broken everything down yet, to be honest with you. I think that's later on this afternoon before we head out for the weekend. So, but it was pretty cool seeing, you know, the guys and, you know, seeing some of those players we signed and they're full Colts jerseys for the first time. Matt Ryan was in here on Monday. So, doing a bunch of stuff. And I'm in the area where we also shoot the stuff for Sunday Night Football. So their headshots where they look down and they look up, they stand for 10 seconds. And then when they do the starting introductions, you know, Matt Ryan, Boston College, you know, that kind of stuff. So they do that here in this room too. So we provide stuff for ESPN. We provide stuff for CBS, actually this year, Amazon, because Amazon's got Thursday Night Football. So yeah, there's a lot we did here the last 3 days. It was kind of I was kind of like a conveyor belt of players coming in and out, you know, and having them do stuff. Some guys do a little bit more than others. Some guys, you know, like Stephon Gilmore came in and we didn't have that much of him for fire up stuff in the stadium. So we had to shoot a little extra him. So good guy, by the way, you guys, fans will like him. Fans are going to really like Stephon.
Awesome. So are we expecting some of those new gifts with the new players and stuff to start dropping up on social media sometime?
Probably once the season starts. You know, we just got done with, you know, getting all the files into our Nexus system. And so I think, you know, with, you know, they'll probably in mid-July, they'll start to, you know, produce some stuff probably right before camp. So, you know, this is kind of the calm before the storm, I think, a little bit. You know, we're, you know, June, I know we still have a mandatory mini camp in here about 2 weeks, but once the players are gone, it'll really start to slow down, but then you're going to blink and training camp's going to be here and it goes, it's fast. It's, I mean, we're moving on content. And that's when we're going to take all of our stuff, our cameras, our tripods, all of our media, our editors, we all move up to Grand Park and Westfield and we're there the entire month.
You put out last year before practices, you put out a camera and possibly, you know, as players exit the building to get ready for practice or whatnot, did you guys like put out a poster or something right before they leave to say, hey, this is the topic of the video? Right.
You got it. So what we'll do is it's a GoPro. It's a GoPro camera. We put it on a tripod, right? Mm-hmm. And we did that in 2020 and 2021 because of COVID restrictions. So, you know, so we basically did just set it out there and they'll come walking up and Amber Duro, who's our, you know, head of our media, and bright. Oh my gosh, this girl's so bright and incredible woman. Love running things by her, by the way. She came up with the idea. And so what happens is she'll write a poster board and she'll just tape it to the tripod. And players will come up and some want to bite and some don't, you know, and by the end of the day, by the end of practice, then all of a sudden you got a little piece, you know, we do the same thing at the end of wins on, you know, at home on the road. So what we'll do is we'll have it sitting by the tunnel ready to go. And so we call it Colts Cam. So we'll do it home and away game. So we have a win. Hey, let's get some fun reaction. Cause guys, you know where they are when they win, you know, you never know what's going to come out of their mouths. So, they're celebrating with the fans and they just want, that's one of the reasons we have that up is, you know, hey, you know, we appreciate the fans as much as, you know, because they basically helped with the win as well, especially at home games.
Do you ever get a player who's like, no, I don't want the GoPro on me for anything?
No, very rarely. No. You're going to get guys, you're going to get players. And I can't think of any of the top of my head that just aren't into it that day. You know, so, you know, who knows what, maybe, you know, they're fighting an injury or just they're working on something. No, most, I will say 95% of the players are so open to doing what we want to do. But you got to remember, they got a tight schedule. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it's like, yeah, I would, but I can't, you know, I got these meetings, right? Especially right now, they're so, you know, especially the rookies. I mean, they're so tight on time with, you know, their workouts and the scheduling and everything, because they have to get so much in before they leave for camp, before we leave for the summer and come back for camp. You know, we had these marketing shoots the last 3 days. You know, it was a tight schedule. You know, okay, you have 5 minutes with this guy, you have 5 minutes with this guy, because they got to go to the next, you know, stage. And so it moves pretty quickly. So, but for the most part, most players are pretty open to doing that content we ask them to do. You know, and very few times that we got pushed back. And then there's been guys that, hey, you know, I got to reschedule for another day, but that, you know, you make that work, you know? So, you know, the older I get, I'm pushing 50 years old, you know, maybe, you know, 10 years ago, players weren't so open-minded to doing these things. Now, the younger players, the kids that are coming in are 23, 25, 27. They love social media. They love their brand. They'll do what they want, what you ask them to do. And that makes it easier on us.
I remember one time where you during a practice, you followed Nick Sirianni around, you know, mm-hmm. while he was doing his stuff. Mm-hmm. Do coaches really okay with that as well? Or is that, because I understand while they're trying to train and coach players at the time, you know, a lot of stuff like that wouldn't want to be out in, you know, social media for other teams to look at as well.
Very open to doing it, but so it gets to be kind of like with the next pick. So once you get done with the wire up, okay, so we'll be at camp. Let's say we wire up, I don't know, who's Gus Bradley this year which we'd have done already during, a local pro day we did, and we wired him up. These first of all, these coaches are so used to it. They get it. They know. But it's also, you get in the edit booth and you start editing, and you know, you're not going to give away the trade secrets if they're, you know, and typically during practices, they're not going to do that. They're not going to talk about trade secrets on camera. But if there is something, and we get done with a piece, we're going to kick it over to our PR department, because our public relations department, not only they're so good at looking at things that, hey, man, this might not be a good idea to put on, but they also like to critique things. I tell you, Matt Conte and Christian Edwards and Hayden Clark and Pam Humphrey, everybody on our public PR side, they'll look at with the next pick. And a lot of times when you're in the draft room, you can't hear the audio very well because, you know, the microphones, you get, you know, guys in the back or in the room, you can't hear. So I subtitle things. And it's kind of like writing a term paper sometimes. You're going to have a spelling or two, okay? They'll look at it and they'll catch it. And they'll call, hey, Matt, I found it at 8 minutes and 48 seconds. There's a misspelling. Thank you so much. They are just as involved in the content sometimes as we are. And so, you know, they're gonna look at a piece such as a wire up with a coach, and they're like, hey, this might be something we need to take out. Here's why. Something I might not have thought of, or somebody on one of our other producers, they don't think of. So they're very involved with that. And for the most part, every like wire up, every piece is going to get multiple eyes with our content department as well as the PR department. So we're all on the same page in case that there is an issue with one of these pieces where that, you know, we may have to take something out, and they'll let us know. And usually it takes about 5 minutes to get it out of there, and we move forward.
Awesome. Well, I think we're probably coming really close now to the end of our time with you. I was just curious, is mm-hmm. there anything that you're doing or have plans on that you might want to let people know, hey, keep an eye out because we got something big in the works?
You know, right now it's we're kind of in limbo right now. We're kind of, there's nothing that I can really tell you that I think that's going to be crazy. I would like to put some, this is just me speaking, and I'm going to, you know, we've had a few discussions, but maybe do a little more with training camp this year because we can. You know, the last 2 years have been rough. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's just been so, your hands have been tied as far as your access. And I don't know, maybe you'll see more of that this year. You know, I know that, you know, there's been some ideas thrown around, nothing that we've really come to, you know, determine that we're going to actually do, but don't be surprised if you see a little more access from training camp. And I think that, cause I think people want to see more long form stuff. You know, I mean, yes. people love the hype videos, and that gets guys, people going, but I think, what I'm so proud of with the next pick is the uniqueness and the access we have. We can get fans, and we really want to do that in other areas of the game. And I think that there's some areas in training camp we could probably do that. It will require some discussion. It will require some agreement, but I wouldn't be shocked if you, you know, come August, you see some behind the scenes stuff there.
Awesome. Yeah. As fans, we all absolutely, I don't know. I can't speak for all the fans, but you know, any content is just more content to absorb. Sure. So absolutely. Well, hopefully this training camp, I might be able to see you and meet you in person.
Absolutely. We'd love that. We'd love that. We'll absolutely love that. And we'll show you around a little bit. Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for joining. Could you tell everybody where they could find you on social media?
I think, you know what, here's the funny thing is I am not a big social media guy. Matt Wilkening one at twitter.com to a Twitter. And, I'm on Facebook and I think I'm Indie Matt one on, Instagram, but I, quite frankly, Lawrence, I am not a big social media guy. I do look at it occasionally, but I'm so busy and then I get home and I just, you know, you just kind of want to tune out and, hang out with the dog and my wife and I, you know, we have a boat and I like to be on the boat with a beer every once in a while. And, let's listen to music, especially this time of the year. So I don't know. It's sometimes I do follow what quite a few, I do follow what fans, once with the next pick comes or some other pieces come out, I do follow what fans are request and what they want. And, you know, you take that in consideration and account when you put a piece together the next time. So, but Matt Wilkening one is my Twitter. Hit me on that.
That's great. I gave you a follow yesterday, but that's good. Great. That's great. Where, it's kind of like any other job where you're doing it all the time. And then when it comes to actually you doing it at home, you're like, I'm kind of, you know, so you're social media guy, but not really big on social media yourself.
No, I was just having a comment. It was funny because I was going to have, one of the people I work with quite a bit here is, I'm sure as you know, is Laura Overton.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's our producer and on air talent and one of my closest friends in the world. And, love her to death, but you know, I blow her smack a lot about, oh, you're on again, you know. And you know, in her defense, she says, well, Matt, this is my job, and she's right. So I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm glad I don't have your job. I'm glad why I do what I do. So I can never be in front of the camera. Matter of fact, it's a little awkward today, but I appreciate you reaching out to me and because I've heard some good things about your stuff.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, you did a great job, and
thank you.
Very, very informative. I don't think you gave away any trade secrets.
No.
I appreciate it. Guys, go check out, if you haven't, I'm sure you have, all the Colts content that's out there, whether it's on Twitter, YouTube, Colts.com, right? I mean,
any platform you'll find, you know, with the next pick, we'll, you know, and, yeah, we've got some really talented people working here and and I'm going to throw their names out real quick. If you don't mind, Connor Handel, and we have Sherry, we have Kimberly Skoog, and we have Mike Stevens and Kevin Connors. I mean, we have a whole plethora of people that do such incredible work and work hard at doing it. And so they deserve a shout out because it's just not me. I got to get that across. I have so much help with the next pick, you know, with, you know, ideas and shooting that, you know, yeah, I'm the guy who's, you know, hitting the buttons and doing the editing, but at the same time, we have so many idea people and they come, you know, and like, I'll give you an example real quick that, you know, on the draft weekend, I had Kevin Connors, who was one of our senior content creation specialists. He stood in the corner of that draft room for 3 days and shot as much stuff. And so that's not easy to do. Trust me, when you're on your feet for the entire time and coming back and, hey, here, I got this video, or hey, you can use this, here's where you can find it. It's the collaboration amongst the entire team that makes what Colts Production is. And I'm very proud to be a part of that.
Well, thank you so much again. This was Believe in Colts. I'm Lawrence Owen. That was Matt Wilkening. This
senior content creation specialist. It's a long, long title, but that's what I am.
That's awesome. The longer the title, the more important you are. Right?
I don't know about that.
This is Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And until next time, as usual, go Colts.
Thank you.